Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. May the Force be with you on this Memorial Day. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's always a lot of fun to be with you and on this 15th consecutive live Memorial Day show that we're doing. And hope you're having a great Memorial Day. I hope you have a great one today. And I want to talk about, this whole day is devoted to this idea of Memorial Day. But along those lines and connected to that, I want to talk about, I want to say to President Obama on this Memorial Day. You know, recently, Mr. President, you announced you declared the end of the war on terror. And as is your prerogative as the President of the United States. And I'm not going to say that you're wrong to do that, but I am concerned about it. I'm concerned about your reticence to use the term terrorist and to use the I know you don't like the term war on terror. You've really never liked that. But I want to tell you some things that I wrote down about 10 or so years ago, right after 9/11. I wrote what I call the top 10 list of things that I believe to be true about the war on terror, and I believe they're still true today. And I'm going to read these to you, and then I want to talk a little bit about the future of our world, based on the way you describe how you're going to handle terrorists. The top 10 list of things that I believe to be true about terror: all people who are free or who want to be, regardless of where they live on planet Earth, are in a global war against radical Islamic terrorists. Number two, the war on terror has no front lines, rear areas, demilitarized zones, or safe harbors. Number three, the war on terror is not about oil or Israel. The goal of the terrorists is global domination by radical Islam, which would take this, which they would have us go back to take civilization back to the first millennia AD. Number four, the terrorists will never employ or respond to diplomacy or negotiation. That's a really important point. Terrorists will never employ or respond to diplomacy or negotiations. They will kill and create chaos until they win or are killed. Number five, success in the war on terror will not come to the naive, the passive, or the squeamish. Number six, mistakes have been made in dealing with terrorists by many governments and their leaders for many years. More mistakes will be made. Number seven, our enemies are the terrorists, not those who make mistakes trying to fight them. Number eight, by themselves, terrorists cannot defeat us. They can only create circumstances that diminish our resolve and cause us to defeat ourselves. That's another really important point for this moment in time. By themselves, terrorists cannot defeat us. They can only create circumstances that diminish our resolve and cause us to defeat ourselves. Number nine, today, the future of the free world is at stake in this war on terror. Number 10, it is absolutely possible that we could lose the war on terror. Now, Mr. President, you have said that you are ending the war on terror. We can't have an ongoing, indeterminate war. You have said that we're going to start fighting terrorists on a skirmish-by-skirmish, individual, case-by-case basis, You think of it. You think of the war on terror more as a law enforcement issue, something just to be dealt with by the FBI. I hope you're right. I hope I'm wrong. Time will tell. What I'm concerned about, Mr. President, is that your approach is naive. That your approach is passive. That your approach is kind of squeamish. I am concerned about that. I am concerned that your response could be diminishing our resolve. And I believe terrorists see that as weakness. Time will tell, Mr. President, but I just wanted you to think about these things. But I do hope that you're right. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
You'll know what you got until it's gone. And I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.